بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Since we know the long vowels, it's time to test ourselves. The first letter is A. What's this small alif? It's another way of writing the long vowel alif. It becomes A. The word reads A mana. A mana. Next example. This reads Ri Ja Lun. So it's not Rijalun, it's Rijalun with a long vowel. What does this read? The first letter is A. The second letter is La. What's the third letter? Is it a Ya? No, that's an Alif Maqsura. It's another way of writing the long vowel. It reads A La Ala. This reads Fi Hi. Fihi. This is the long vowel. You can tell it is a long vowel because there are no marks on it, and the letter before it has a kasra. If I put a kasra on the ya, it won't be a long vowel anymore, and won't read fihi. It would read fiyihi, fiyihi. This reads tu ra ban. Turaban. Very good. This reads wujuhun. Wujuhun. Great. What does this read? We know this part reads ma, but what's this? That is a lam and an alif. It reads lan. So the word reads ma lan. Ma lan. This reads a thi min. A thi min. Very good. This looks a little tricky. It reads a i lan. A i lan. Excellent. What's this symbol near the ha? That's another way of writing the long vowel ya. It reads bi hi. Bihi. What's this symbol on the Hamza? It's the long vowel of Alif. It reads A. Does it read A Waya? No, that's the Alif Maqsura. It reads A Wa. A Wa. This one is very tricky. Let's split the word so it looks easy. This is the same word. It reads la a la a. If I change the position of the hamza to he, it would read different. It would look like this. And now it would read la a la a. It becomes a short vowel. Do you see the difference between the two? One hamza is before the alif, and the other is on the alif. The one before the alif is the long vowel. This last one is a tricky one too. It reads ma a ban. Ma a ban. Notice how we stretch the a sound because of this symbol. Ma a ban. Very good. Practice some more examples so it becomes easy for you.